See, because what we're saying is we're praying, we're going in praying, and then we're looking from a limited man's point of view of why it might not come to pass. And Jesus didn't even have the ability to think that way. So the comment was, yeah, but he couldn't do any mighty work in his hometown because of their unbelief. And that's the one that Christians have really built this thing on, okay? So we're gonna talk about that a little. But here's the deal. If I go to pray for somebody and they don't seem to even want to be healed, but they're in trouble, okay? Who knows that the reason they wouldn't want to be healed has to be deception? They might think, my buddy Todd, who loves Todd? I love Todd. He calls me this week. He's checking in at a hotel because he's at a conference right up. It's not far, but he stayed there so he didn't have to run back and forth. And it's all day thing. So he's checking in, and bless his heart, the lady at the counter, he says, man, you got serious neck and back pain. And she got a little flustered and said, no, I used to. And he said, wow, okay. That's strange because I feel like you have it right now. And she got real flustered. He said, because I believe God's telling me that and I wanted to pray for you. Now she's really flustered and she's like, no. Gave him his ring. And he said, okay, well, praise God. Jesus loves you. And he took off to his room, and I'm sure he was like this. So he checks in and he told me, he went in, he put his stuff, and he was coming out for some reason, and she's standing at his door with a paper. She was about ready to slide it under the door. And he's like, well, hi, hey. And she's like, well, here, I was going to put this under the door. And he said, well, what? She said, it's a letter from me. He said, wait, stop. You're going to slide a letter from you under my door. You're here. Just talk to me. What's going on?